explain to us what OCRT is and CERT is, and if there's any difference between the two teams in terms of their purpose and function.
CERT specifically is Choices Emergency Response Team, and of course that was spearheaded by Choices. They were based in Greensburg, Indiana, and served several counties in the surrounding area. And their specific team makeup was three recovery support specialists with lived experience with addiction, three substance use disorder clinicians, and one clinical director. OCRT was spearheaded by Centerstone, and that was the Opioid Crisis Response Team, and they were based in Bloomington and also served several counties down there in southeastern Indiana. And their team was comprised of two recovery coaches, which are really similar to recovery support specialists, and then they have either training or lived experience with substance use disorder, and they had one clinician, one treatment clinician, and one program manager.
Can you create the bridge for us how the pandemic is exacerbating overdoses?
A lot of people are going through a hard time either financially, mental health-wise, and that can exacerbate any sort of either pre-existing or just new substance use disorder. And it was really interesting and impressive how quickly these teams, which had been meeting with people in person, how they had transitioned some of their services to virtual formats such as Zoom. And at the last time that we talked to the teams, people were really engaging. Hundreds of people that hadn't been engaged with the teams before had been calling into these Zoom meetings, kind of trying to see what, you know, what the program was all about and maybe birthing interest in getting enrolled.
Stacey, what are the best practice recommendations to ensure CERT and OCRT are ready to help Hoosiers struggling with addictions?
Some of those recommendations included educating outside agencies about the program, so law enforcement, fire departments, city county councils, local coordinating councils. Another best practice was locating evidence-based treatment providers in your area, preparing your team to meet client basic needs like housing and food assistance. It's really hard for clients to focus on treatment goals when those other basic needs aren't being met. To embrace a harm reduction philosophy, which means acknowledging that not every client is ready for treatment in the traditional sense, so kind of meeting them where they are with other services, such as naloxone or referrals to syringe exchange services. And then a final policy recommendation we made was integrating technology into the team's operations.
What will be done with the data from this study?
Our hope is that stakeholders across the state who are considering implementing similar teams or maybe already have, our hope is that they can read our study, take our study, and take away lessons about what works and what doesn't in terms of engaging individuals struggling with substance use disorder.